And now stand by for adventure.
3, 2, 1.
In the exciting story of Colonel Bleep's arrival on Earth. Colonel Bleep, interplanetary intelligence agent for the planet Futura, had completed another dangerous mission. That arch criminal, Dr. Destructo, had at last been captured and was at this very moment a prisoner in a space bubble securely anchored in the outer ring of the planet Saturn. And now the Futuran High Command had ordered Colonel Bleep on a new assignment, a top secret mission to investigate reports of disturbances on worlds of outer space, the distant planet Earth in particular, to observe its places, people, and customs. It was therefore only a few days later that the giant telescope at Mount Palomar Observatory first gave news to people of Earth of Colonel Bleep's approach. The powerful lenses focused on this curious visitor from the outer world as he flashed past the planets Uranus and Neptune, and then rapidly spanned the empty space towards our own planet, Earth. Actually, the people of Futura had only recently become interested in Earth. To Futurans, the Earth was only a small planet revolving around a minor sun of the Milky Way galaxy, and hardly worth investigation under ordinary circumstances. However, on July 16, 1945, they had observed what appeared to be an atomic explosion on the Earth planet. As time went on, Futuran Futonic radar scopes recorded an increase in the number and fury of these explosions. And in the Earth stratosphere, even the rocket trails of guided missiles were observed. To Futurans, these were signs of trouble. Trouble in space, and trouble anywhere in space, is the concern of the Futura Interplanetary High Command. And so, Colonel Bleep has arrived. And the exciting adventures of his new secret mission are about to begin. With Colonel Bleep are two unusual companions to share his exciting adventures. First, there is Squeak, a happy-go-lucky boy of the present, very much like you, except that Squeak is a puppet and cannot speak a single word, because, as you all know, a puppet cannot talk for himself. But Squeak is filled with curiosity, as all boys are. And you all know the troubles curiosity can often bring about. Second, there is Scratch, an expert on the past, who, like other cavemen, should really have become extinct several thousand years ago. But Scratch fell asleep and slept right through the evolution of man, and didn't wake up until that first atomic explosion blew him right out of the past and into the present. Scratch, like most cavemen, is sometimes a trifle slow at catching on. But when danger threatens, Bleep and Squeak can depend on quick action from Scratch and his trusty club, as they shall see. So here they are, three very strange companions. Colonel Bleep of the future, Squeak of the present, and Scratch of the distant past. Together they travel up, down, backwards or forwards, in distance or in time. Together they face danger and death as they fight to maintain right and justice throughout the vast galaxies of the world.
Hey baby, wake up from your sleep. We have arrived onto the future and the whole world is become electronic, supersonic, supersonic, electronic. Hey baby, ride with me away. We doesn't have much time. My blue jeans is tight, so onto my love rocket climb. Inside tank of fuel is not fuel, but love. Above us, there is nothing above, but the stars above.
All systems gone. Prepare for down count.
5, 4, 3, 1. Off blast.
Fly up. crusader, I want to be your space invader. For you I would descend the deepest moon crater. I is more stronger than Darth Vader. Obey me, I is your new dictator. For you is Venus, I am Mars. With you I is more richer than all the czars. Make a wishes on a shooting stars. Then for you I will play on my cosmic guitars.
Fasten your belt, please. We have commenced our descent. I trust you enjoy this flight as much as you enjoy this accent.
Now, back on Earth, it's time for a downsplash. Into sea of eternal glory, my spaceship crash. People have arrived for to cheer me from near and far. And as I float, I open door and shout, I am world's biggest washed up superstar.
She turned her tender eyes to me as deep as any ocean.
Yeah, baby.
As sweet as any harmony. Oh, she blinded me with science.
She blinded me with science.
Blinded me with science. And failed me in biology. When I'm dancing close to her, blinding me with science.
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 Science. Science.
I can smell the chemicals. Science. Blinding me with science. Science. Science.
Science.
Science. Science. It's poetry in motion.
It's poetry in motion.
And when she turned her eyes to me, as deep as any ocean, as sweet as any harmony. She blinded me with science.
Blinded me with science.
Blinded me with science. And failed me in geometry. When she's dancing next to me,
when I'm dancing next to you,
science. I can hear machinery blinding me with science. Science. It's poetry in motion.
And now she's making love to me.
The spheres in commotion.
The elements in harmony.
She blinded me with science.
Science.
Blinded me with science.
Oh, then hit me with technology.
Swimming in the ocean.
Talk to her, baby. William Shatner here, riding on the mothership, just for the funk of it, babe.
Good heavens, Miss Sakamoto, you're beautiful. I don't believe it. There she goes again. She tied it up and I can't find anything. All my tubes and wires and careful notes and antiquated notions. But it's poetry in motion.
Who, me?
And when she turned her eyes to me,
I'm as deep as any ocean.
As sweet as any harmony. Oh, she She blinded me with science.
She blinded me with science.
Blinded me with science. And hit me with technology.
Sometimes we own the zeros, and sometimes we own the ones.
Hey, there's a 10 in my suit.
Sometimes we own your shoes, and sometimes we own your souls.
It's like walking on a cloud of fresh pork.
Sometimes we own your mind, but we're always in your thoughts.
It's a pig that looks like a locomotive and tastes like flowers.
What do we own?
Souls?
Minds?
Pork?
Kind of. We're U.S. Plus. We own the idea of the idea of America.
Okay.
Okay, baby.
Rock and roll time now.
Rock and roll, you ready?
If you think you're with it,
we're going to get it.
I got jaws like a bear trap, teeth like a river. Got a Maytag tongue with a sensitive taste. Born in Texas. I never cared too much for greener joy. Hell, I'll be the meat man. Y'all ought to leave me eat now. Hey, I'm the meat man, baby. Y'all ought to leave me eat now. I've been down to Atlanta, Georgia. I ate the fuzz off a Georgia peach. Hooked me a chicken in Memphis, mama, and I still got feathers in the teeth. I ate a pound of pork in Huntsville, Alabama, from a fine Alabama hog. I went to Dallas, Texas, got a little bit of love and bed to bone to a Louisiana dog. And they come to the meat man. Hey, y'all see me eat now. I'm the meat man. Y'all see me eat now. Come on, play it for you, baby. This time a rare I eat. It don't have to be U.S. The government approved our stamp with a great A.C. As long as it's lean and it's full of protein, I'm on a dance floor getting my fill. They call me the meat man. Oh, y'all ought to see me eat now. I'm the meat man. Y'all ought to see me eat now. I got a job like a bat trap, deep like a razor. Got an A-tag tongue with a sensitive taste. But born out in Texas, got a land of feet. Give me the man, I got the door. I can meet him, the meat man. Hey, y'all see me eat now. I'm the meat man. Hey, y'all see me eat now. I got M-E-A-T, meat man.
M-E-A-T.
Rock on, baby.
Woo. Woo.
Sidekick, me and my big dumb dick.
Oh my.
I got a big dick, I got a big dumb dick, and it keeps me jumping like a pogo stick. Dick the nimble, dick the quick, me and my big dumb dick.
He can be mean, he can be helpful, or act obscene. When he hangs out, he hangs
out.
And when he goes in, he shakes it all about. I got a big dick, got a big dumb dick. He makes me act like a lunatic. We might make you crazy, maybe might make you sick. Me and my big dumb dick.
Big dumb dick!
So he's always acting bossy and taking charge.
He's the train,
I'm the caboose. He behaves in ways that are cool.
Yes,
I got a big dick, I got a big dumb dick. And behind him I'm defining with a dowsing stick. I gotta find somewhere to bury that dick. Me and my big dumb dick.
Big dumb dick.
Big dumb dick.
Pills without reading the box. Before she could strip, turds were flying like rocks. Twirla,
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 twirla.
A rolling stone gathers no moss, so they say.
Sing along
with the birds.
With the birds.
It's a wonderful song, but it's all about turds. She ran to the window, stuck out her ass. Just at that moment, a cow handed. He heard the strange noise, so he gazed up on high. A mighty big turd hit him right in the eye. Twirla,
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 twirla.
A rolling stone gathers no moss, so they say.
Sing along
with the birds.
With the birds.
It's a wonderful song, but it's all about turds. Oh, he ran to the east and he ran to the west. When a further consignment arrived on his chest, he fled to the north and he fled to the south. When a bloody big turd hit him right in the mouth.
Twirla,
twirla,
twirla.
A rolling stone gathers no moss, so they say.
Sing along
with the birds.
With the birds.
It's a wonderful song, but it's all about turds. The next time you walk over Platte River Bridge, look out for a cowhand asleep on the ridge. His chest bears a placard, whereon are these words: be kind to a cowboy who's blinded by turds.
Twirla,
twirla,
twirla.
A rolling stone gathers no moss, so they say.
Sing along
with the birds.
With the birds.
It's a wonderful song, but it's all about turds.
I'm sick of the crowds. I'm sick of
street people,
terrifying their own children, living in a world only they can understand.
They'll bug you. They'll bug your mind.
The street people.
You'll see them in breakfast nooks across the country, smoking cigarettes, drinking martinis, driving two cars.
The street people.
You'll join them, hanging out at redemption centers, licking glue, making deals with total strangers.
The street people.
You'll be inside their minds as they say...
Anything more from the supermarket, honey?
More sugar!
The street people. Now playing in patios and parking lots everywhere from Paranoid Pictures.
This movie has been rated X the Unknown. Positively no one admitted.
Friends, this is Tex Carmen, the Dixie Cowboy. Going in battle right on the old guitar, going to imitate the drum, fife, cannons, and bugles.
Left, left about, hear the wagon soldiers shout, and the caissons go rolling along. For it's high, high, hey, in the field artillery. Shout out the numbers loud and strong, 1, 2, 3. Wherever you may go, you may always know that the caissons go rolling along.
Says he's happy, he
must be happy, he must be happy, he must be happy in his world. Nigel is not outspoken, but he likes to speak, and he loves to be spoken to.
Hey, Mom, guess what? I got invited to a party tonight, and I'm gonna go if that's okay with you.
No!
Why not, Mom?
Yeah, why, Mom? You should go.
It's gonna be fun. I'll get to meet new people.
They're all gonna laugh at you!
Oh, Mom.
They're all gonna laugh at you!
Don't worry, Brad.
Hey, Mom, I saw this great skirt at the mall today, but it was $34, which isn't that high of a price, but I was nervous to buy it. What do you think?
No!
Really? I really like
They're
it.
They're all gonna laugh at you!
Oh, Mom, who is?
They're all gonna laugh at you!
Mom, you're so paranoid.
No!
Hey, Mom, I gotta get up pretty early tomorrow for Little League tryouts.
No!
Yeah, I have to be at the field at 9 o'clock.
They're all gonna laugh at you!
Do you think you could drop me off
there? They're all gonna laugh at you!
How am I gonna get there?
They're all gonna laugh at you!
I'll walk, I guess.
No!
Mom, can you pass the salad dressing?
No!
Please?
No!
Come on, Mom.
No!
I'll get it for you, Cindy.
Thanks, Brad.
They're all gonna laugh at you!
Thanks for the tip, Mom.
They're all gonna laugh at you!
Hey, everyone. Let's just go out for ice cream.
No!
Why are we eating inside? It's a beautiful night. We need to get out more.
No!
Mother, Brad is right.
No!
We should go out. It'll be fun.
No!
Yes, come on. Let's go. I could go for some maple walnuts.
They're all gonna laugh at you!
Yeah, we haven't gone out together in a long time.
No!
You wanna come, Dave?
No!
I'll hang out with Mom.
You sure?
They're all gonna laugh at you!
Yeah, go without me.
All right, see you guys later.
They're all gonna laugh at you!
How are you, Mom? Great meal tonight. Sure is. You sure know how to cook. Boy, oh boy, you're quite a lady. Say, Mom, can I go canoeing next weekend with my friend Barry?
No!
Please?
They're all gonna laugh at you!
Mom, you're overreacting.
They're all gonna laugh at you!
Why are you so overprotective?
They're all gonna laugh at you!
Mom! I'm going to the ice cream place. You're just so set in your ways, it drives me crazy.
They're all gonna laugh at you! They're all gonna laugh at him!
All right, good morning.
Good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to another edition of the Bit Slap. Today is a grab bag edition because I just have not been able to focus all week. We have had the arrival of spring here in Maine, which is always a big deal. It's kind of like, what is that? Big light in sky, things like that. But so it's been kind of a lazy week of gazing at the leaves coming out of the trees and all that stupid stuff. The grass needs cutting already. I can't believe it. Anyway, we started today's fiasco with Colonel Bleep and his arrival on planet Earth. Colonel Bleep, of course, was the first color cartoon show on TV back in the 50s. And if you remember Colonel Bleep, then I must say you really look pretty good for your age. Those were dreamed up by someone named Fran Nowak, directed by Jack Schley, and narrated by a guy named Noah Tyler. There were some 100 or so different episodes, but all of the master tapes and stuff got stolen out of a van, and I don't think we'll ever see them again. So you can find some of the episodes on YouTube, and they're really kind of strange, I guess. We heard from Zlad after that, Zlatko Vladsik from Mulvania. You can look up Mulvania.com and you'll know as much as I do. Guy was actually Santo Siloro, an Italian person born and raised in Australia, and that was, of course, Electronic Supersonic. I dare you to look that up on YouTube with a straight face. She Blinded Me with Science was William Shatner, who's now 86 years old, believe it or not. Jerry Lee Lewis, Meat Man, I'll leave that right there, quivering on the table, just like it is. Followed by, as if in Meat Man, Big Dumb Dick. Yeah, Big Dumb Dick from The Toys in 2011, from an album of theirs called Anchovy Picnic. Oscar Brand, Blinded by Turds. Fun City was Tough Darts from way back in the 70s. They were one of the original punk bands in New York. And their original vocalist was Robert Gordon, replaced by Tommy Frenisi. And they've been reuniting off and on for years. So I really liked them when I saw them back in the beginning. Jenks, Tex, Carmen after that, the artillery song. Of course, you know that as the caissons go rolling along. That's from 1950. And yes, Tex had a problem with tempo. Yes, he did. Making Plans for Nigel was Al Cooper from, you remember him from Super Session and the original Blood, Sweat, and Tears and the Blues Project. He's 73 now, but shows no signs of slowing down. And then we heard from Adam Sandler, because Mother's Day is next Sunday, and I don't want you to forget. That was, Oh, Mom! And I don't know, something about that that just struck me as really funny. I'm sorry, but hey, I can't help it sometimes, okay? So we have much more, much, much more here, because this is what we do here. So I'll tell you what, why don't we get back to work here? But I think, first of all, we have this guy that wants to give us a piece of advice. What is it, Mr. Al? What is it? Okay.
This is the story of Gerald McCloy and the strange thing that happened to that little boy. And they say it all started when Gerald was 2. That's the age kids start talking, at least most of them do. Well, when he started talking, they say, in his case, when the time came for words to come out of his face, Gerald, they say, sat up straight in his bed, and he looked at his folks, and you know what he said? He didn't talk words, he went instead. What's that? Cried his father, his face turning gray. That's a very odd thing for a young boy to say. Then, much to his father's and mother's great pain, Gerald, he did it again. Like a rusty old gate. He's sick, cried his father, it's something he ate. And the poor worried gentleman rushed to the phone and quick dialed the number of Dr. Malone. Come over, fast doctor, the poor father pled. Our boy can't speak words, he goes instead. And in 5 minutes, the doctor was there. I say, said the doctor, this case is quite rare. Open your mouth, lad. Now open it wide. Say ah while I take a good look down inside. But just as the doctor stared down the boy's throat, Gerald went like a boat. Then the strangest new noises all started to flow. He went like a buzzsaw and like a crow. Then 5 times in a row. Good grief, gulped the doctor. What's that, the boy said. He doesn't speak words. He goes instead. There's no cure for this. I can't handle the case. And he packed up his pills and walked out of the place, leaving poor frantic Mr. and Mrs. McCloy alone in the house with their boy, alone with their boy, going like a sheep. And all the next day he went like a jeep. And all the next night he went in his sleep. And as the months passed, he got louder and louder and was soon going like a big keg of powder. It was then that his father said, "This is enough. He'll drive us both mad with this stuff. A boy of his age shouldn't, like a fool, he's got to learn words. We must send him to school." So they took their boy and brushed his hair neat, sent him off to the schoolhouse on Mulberry Street. But half an hour later, alas and alack, with a poor Gerald came back with a and his eyes looking hurt and a note from the teacher pinned onto his shirt. A letter that read, "My dear Mrs. McCloy, your stupid son Gerald's a most hopeless boy. We just cannot teach him, for we have a rule that pupils must not go in our school. Your boy will go all his life, I'm afraid. Sincerely yours, Fanny Schultz, teacher, first grade." His mother, the tears that she shed, she cried 15 handkerchiefs full as she said, "Oh, we'll never hear words coming out of his head. Now he'll always go instead." Now what would you do if it happened to you? If you wanted to speak, but whenever you tried, a noise like came up from inside. If you tried to talk words, but the sound from your head always came out instead. Well, it happened to Gerald, and soon the news spread. Soon the neighbors were whispering all over the block that Gerald goes like a clock. He can't speak a word, and he's going on six, and they say he goes like the breaking of sticks. Oh, the life in his house is just awful, they say. They can't get a cook or a maid who will stay. His drives them away. And Gerald the poor fella soon found, when a fella goes, no one wants him around. When a fella goes, he can't have any pals. His frightened the gals. In that whole great big city, no child would go near him. They'd lean from their windows and taunt him and jeer him. "Nyah, nyah," they all shouted, "your name's not McCloy. Your name is Mac, the noisy mouth boy." And Gerald Mac, in shame, hung his head, 'cause he couldn't make words he made instead. And Gerald Mack, from that time on, knew that his life was a failure. For what could he do? He would never make good, Gerald thought with a sob. For a boy who goes cannot hold down a job. No, a boy who goes has no place to go. So late one cold night he ran out in the snow. If he died, who would care? He'd be better off so. And suddenly, whilst he ran clippity-clop through the storm right behind him, a voice shouted, "Stop! Aren't you Gerald Mac, the lad who makes squeaks? Mac, I've searched for you many long weeks. Mac, Mac, please don't run away. Mac, 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 please stay. I can make you the most famous boy in this nation, for I own the radio station. I need a smart fellow to make all the sounds, who can like a dog and go like the hounds. I need a smart lad who can like the breeze, who can like a doorbell and like the bees. Your is terrific, your is inspired. Quick, come to Mac, you're hired." And the man took Mac by the hand, and 10 minutes later, throughout this great land, more than 10 million people heard Gerald let go with a on a radio show. And today, if you tune in out there, that's Gerald you hear going on the air. From dawn every morning to late every night, he goes to the listener's delight. Now his parents, proud parents, are able to boast that his is a that is known coast to coast. Now when he goes, no one jeers, no one laughs. They all beg Mac for his autographs. Now Mac, he's rich, he has friends, he's well fed. 'Cause he doesn't speak words, he goes instead.
Hill and Gully Rider, Hill and Gully, D-A-Y-O.
Tastes good like a cigarette shoe.
Yes, friends, and remember,
I love the world.
come and sing this song.
Wild Bess is a pleasure.
I'm fattening.
High octane gasoline.
It's not tart, it's not sweet. What a wine, what a treat.
Yes, do as so many do.
Keep your doggy well and strong. Give him
a brand new brand of cigarette.
And now for our story.
Well, I'm loading the banana boats all night long.
Does your back ache? Are you just plain tired?
What you need is
you brush your teeth with
floor wax.
Makes your floors sparkle.
Yet tastes so good.
And now, back to our story.
Well, I sleep by sun and I work by moon.
Yes, friends, and here's the secret.
No sugar.
No, no.
No salt.
No, no.
Drink
motor oil, the finest for your car.
When you need a pickup,
drink it down.
When I get some money, gonna
smoke for real smoke.
That wonderful dog food.
And now we return you to our story.
Well, I'll pack up all my things and I'll
fly to Mexico nonstop in a giant four-engine
Hillen Gully Rider.
A real high flyer.
Hillen Gully Rider.
You need no special rinsing after you use it.
That's right. The new wash day soap is best for
lunch or dinner for breakfast too.
Oh, then the banana see the last of me.
And remember, friends, there are
21 kinds of
Deo.
Don't be half safe.
Be completely safe.
Bye, Deo, today, Earth people.
Dylan's back with the biggest surprise of all. He's learned to sing real good and real high class. He's singing opera, that's right. It's Bob Dylan at the Met.
Hear Bobby singing Oreos from Scorsese, Coppola, B-Day, all in Barbarian and German. It's just like the 60s. You can't understand a word Bob is singing, and that's when he's at his best.
It's a beautiful album with pictures of Bob wearing a turban, a cowboy hat, a yarmulke, and a crown of thorns. And who's that singing the love duet with him from Car Wash?
Joan Baez.
Jim Nabors.
So if you're a Dylan fan.
And who wasn't?
Here's one record you won't have to take to church and smash with a hammer.
Available at Kraft's Last Tapes, The Cutout Circus, and all 93 Shoplifters Markets.
It's Bob Dylan.
At the Met.
I got a mixed up confusion. man, and it's a killing me. There's too many people, and they're all too hard to please. Well, my hat's in my hand. Babe, I'm walking down the line. And I'm looking for a woman whose mind's mixed up like mine. Lord, I'm too old to lose. God, I'm just too young to win. Would somebody tell me which way the world began? But I'm walking and wondering, and my footsteps never stop. Seeing my reflection, I'm hung over, hung down, hung up.
To complain that I never had a girl to love. Many fine girl I tried hard to know, but I think I never tried enough. Sitting one day by myself and I'm thinking what could be wrong, when this funny little hedgehog comes running up to me and it starts up to sing me this song. Oh, you know all the words and you sung all the notes, but you never quite learned the song she sung. I can tell by the sadness in your eyes that you never quite learned the song. Every day when the sun go down and the evening is so very still, many fine girl I've held in my arms, and I hope there's many more that I will. But just when everything is going fine and absolutely nothing is wrong, this funny little hedgehog's always around, and every time he wants to sing me this song. Oh, you know all the words and you sung all the notes, but you never quite learned the song she sung. I can tell by the sadness in your eyes that you never quite learned the song. One day when the moon was full, I thought I might settle down. Found myself a pretty little girl and I stopped all my running around. Just when the preacher come along and he's just gonna pop on the ring, this funny little hedgehog comes running down the aisle. I don't have to tell you what he did sing. Oh, you know all the words and you sung all the notes, but you never quite learned the song she sung. I can tell by the sadness in your eyes that you never quite learned the song. I'm not the kind to complain that I never had a girl to love. Many fine girl I've tried hard to know, but I think I've never tried enough. But now I'll be looking all my days, and it isn't just me I gotta please. There's this funny little hedgehog who's always around, and the only words he ever sings to me are these. Oh, you know all the words and you sing all the notes, but you never quite learn the song she sung. I can tell by the sadness in your eyes that you never quite learn the song. I'm not the kind to complain.
There was a young sailor who looked through the glass, spied a fair mermaid with scales on her island, where seagulls fly over their nests. She combed the long hair that hung over her shoulders and caused her to tickle and itch. The sailor cried out, "There's a beautiful mermaid a-setting out there on the rocks." The crew come a-running, a-grabbing their glasses and crowded for deep to the rail, all eager to share in this fine piece of news, which the captain soon heard from the watch. He tied down the wheel and he reached for his crackers and cheese, which he kept near the door, in case he might someday encounter a mermaid. He knew he must use all his wits, crying, "Throw out a line, we'll lasso her flippers, and then we will certainly find if mermaids are better before or be brave, my good fellows." The captain then said, "With fortune we'll break through her mermaid." In heading to starboard, they tacked with dispatch, caught that fair mermaid just under her elbows and hustled her down below decks. Each took a turn at her feminine, setting her free at the end of the farce. She splashed in the waves, landing flat on her. After a while, one man noticed some scabs. Soon they broke out with the pox and the scratching with fury, cursing with spleen. The song may be dull, but it's certainly clean.
We're so self-important, so self-important. Everybody's gonna save something now.
Save the trees, save the bees, save the whales, save those snails. Save the trees, save the bees, save the
Everybody's
whales.
Gonna save something now.
Save the trees, save the bees, save the whales, save those snails.
Save the trees, save the bees.
Everybody's gonna save something now.
Save the trees, save the bees, save the whales, save those snails.
Save the trees, save the bees, save the
Everybody's
whales.
Gonna save something now.
Save the trees, save the bees, save the whales, save those snails.
Save the trees, save the bees, save the
Everybody's
whales.
Gonna save something now.
Save the trees, save the bees, save the whales, save those snails.
Save the trees, save the bees, save the
Everybody's
whales.
Gonna save something now.
Gotta worry about the little things, bees, trees. Gotta worry about the little things, whales, snails. Gotta worry about the little things, bees, trees. Gotta worry about the little things, whales, snails.
Gotta worry about the little things.
I can dream, can I?
I can dream, I can dream.
I can dream,
can I?
I can dream.
I drew a mustache on your picture, threw your ring away. I'd have wrote you a letter, but I couldn't spell.
Yeah.
And that's all I've got to say. And that's all I've got to say. When I found out you was untrue, not a minute did I delay. Well, I'd have wrote you a letter, but I couldn't spell.
Yeah.
And that's all I've got to say. And that's all I've got to say. I even went to where we used to go, outside of town. Found the tree when we carved our names and chopped the dang thing down. I burnt the tie you gave me, never did dig it much anyway. Well, I'd have wrote you a letter, but I couldn't spell.
Yuck.
And that's all I've got to say. And that's all I've got to say. gonna do everything I can to get even with you. Thought today when I wrote your name in 34 telephone books, threw a mustache on your picture, threw your ring away. I'd have wrote you a letter, but I couldn't spell.
Yuck.
And that's all I've got to say.
Yuck.
And that's all I've got to say.
I don't care to get into any long explanation. That one little word,
yuck,
is about all I've got to say. If I can spell it, I'll send you a telegram.
Yuck.
A party of dogs was taking a flight in a balloon when it started to lose height rapidly.
Ah, yes.
They quickly decided that they would all crash to death unless some way could be found to lessen the weight. Suddenly, an English bulldog stood up, shouted, "God save the Queen," and jumped overboard. Not to be undone, a German Alsatian lifted one paw in a salute, said Deutschland über alles, and threw himself over the side.
Deutschland über alles!
A French poodle was the next to go, with a last proud cry of Vive la France!
Vive la France!
Woo! After several moments of anxious thought, a large American Doberman stood up, shouted, "Remember the Alamo," at the top of his voice, and threw a small Mexican chihuahua.
I'll tell you one thing I can't stand.
Tell me.
About Russia, is the dead bodies in your hotel room.
Oh, blimey, yeah.
Because I booked into a second-class hotel, you know, a second-class hotel,
mm.
2 stars, and I asked room service, you know, for a light meal, because I was going sightseeing the next morning.
Mm.
And I said I'd like some chips and, you know, steak, medium rare, and a banana fritter, you know.
Mm.
And this bloke come up to the room, and frankly, it wasn't what I ordered. He brought up 3,000 dissidents.
Oh, blimey.
With their testicles attached to electrodes. And I said, "Call this fucking room service, not room service." I said, "I asked for chips, steak,
yeah,
and banana fritters. I'll get 3,000 fucking dissidents on a tray."
Well, they're trying to pull, eh? Well, they think we're cancelled.
I said, "If you're expecting a tip, mate, if you're expecting a tip,
cut a fucking,
you can get the fuck out of my hotel room."
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, they just dumped them down on the floor.
Yeah.
All these dissidents. I got talking to them. Some nice blokes, actually.
Yeah.
Sergei Wolankov. He wrote some poetry. He wrote a poem saying, "The Soviet Union is a Kazi, Mr. Brezhnev is a cunt, and I want my freedom," you see. And he published that in a dissident newspaper.
I'd rather be room service than in prison.
But I'll say one thing for Russia, the health service is tremendous.
Oh, yeah.
As soon as you're ill, they kill you.
Yeah?
Yeah, there was no fucking about with cures.
Well, I got the right idea, haven't I?
Underneath the grey streets where the grey people walk, there's a small secret nightclub where subversives sit and talk. Listening to illegal jazz, 10 years behind the Western fads. Smoking Georgian gold, they refuse to do what they are told. Moscow drug club, secret rendezvous. Moscow drug club, where the Reds play the blues.
La 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 la. La 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 la
like a balalaikas because they're playing saxophones. They ignore the party line and disconnect the telephones. They do the shimmy and the shake. They take little red pills to stay awake. Under the Kremlin's gaze, being a beatnik Rusky's risky nowadays. Moscow Drug Club, secret rendezvous. Moscow Drug Club, where the Reds play the blues. Moscow Drug Club, the five-year plan is just a joke. Come on in and have a toke.
Isn't that ridiculous? You get up in the morning, go in the kitchen, there's a buffalo using your Silex.
Where the deer and the antelope play.
Ever play with an antelope? It'll run you ragged.
Where seldom is heard the discouraging word.
Reach for the sky!
And the skies are not cloudy all day.
Anybody got a piece of plastic?
Home, home on the range.
It's freezing out there.
Where the deer and the antelope play.
Come here, deer.
Get away from me, skinny.
Where seldom is heard a discouraging word.
Why, you dirty double-crossing me!
And the skies are not cloudy all day.
I'd wear my galoshes, but a goat ate him.
How often at night, when the heavens are bright,
they must live in the land of the midnight sun.
With the light from the glittering stars.
The stars are out too. Run for your lives, it's the end of the world.
Have I stood there amazed?
You were too, with the sun and the stars out and those buffaloes eating up on all them deers.
And asked as I gazed if their glory exceeds that of ours.
Some glory standing there helpless in a freezing thunderstorm watching all those cattle running into the woods. Never see him again and all those doggies with no control over those doggies. You hippie-chi-yi-yay.
Home, home on the range.
Oh, it's brutal in the wintertime.
Where the deer and the antelope play.
Pair of
Queens.
Beats me, I got jacks.
Where seldom is heard a discouraging word.
Them buffaloes just won't sit still for a branding iron.
And the skies are not cloudy all day.
I'd get inside that old house, but there's too many lousy antelopes in there. This is the old philosopher saying,
they went that away!
I'm only kidding, folks. They really went this away.
Well, guess what? We're back. I know, you come for the music, but you stay for the playlists. I think that's a good idea, and I'm flattered, okay? So we started that set with The Great Gildersleeve. It was a guy named Harold Peary. The Great Gildersleeve was a long-running radio series back in, like, I guess the 40s or 50s. And that was the story of Gerald McBoing-Boing. Maybe you may have seen that as a cartoon back in the 50s. I think that was one of those early Rankin Bass or Hanna-Barbera things. And that poem was written by Dr. Seuss. You could probably tell, couldn't you? The Banana Boat Story was Buchanan and Goodman, their third record together. A different take on the old break-in thing there. And then from The Knack, their first album sold 6 million. That was track one, side one, Let Me Out. Doug Feger, the force behind that, died in 2011. And Bruce Gary, that crazy drummer, died in 2006. I know you're wondering what happened to Sharona. Well, apparently she's a real estate agent out in L.A. Sharona Alperin is her name. And as far as I could tell, she's still as hot as she was back then. Mixed Up Confusion was, of course, Bob Dylan from 1962, an early alternate take. The Hedgehog Song was the Incredible String Band. That was, of course, Mike Herrenson and Robin Williamson, as well as, of course, the fabulous Licorice McKechnie. Oscar Brand, The Clean Song, that's to make up for the turd song before, Blinded by Turds. We didn't like that type of shit, okay? Save the Trees was George Carlin, as mixed up there by Melody Sheep. The Giesenslaw Brothers after that, they were also known as just the Giesenslaws. They were kind of a Nashville tradition for quite a while, and that was I Couldn't Spell Yeah, which was later covered and made a minor hit of by Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs. We heard from Derek and Clive, Russia, and then after that, the Moscow Drug Club was B.B. Gabor, who was Gabor Hagoubous, who tried to succeed in music but didn't, and eventually took his own life in 1990. And then we finished up with The Old Philosopher on the Range, another old philosopher thing from Eddie Lawrence. They keep coming out of the woodwork, folks, and I keep bringing them to you, and I keep warning you, but you won't listen. Come on. Snap out of it. Anyway, I'll be back next week with some more crap, because that's what we do here. We are crap purveyors. I hope you made it to the FMU Record Fair this past weekend, where you didn't see me, but you might have seen some of my good buddies. You know who they are, and they know who they are, so I'm not going to mention any names. But I will see you next week. I have a few more with kind of odd stuff here for you. Perhaps not as odd as you think, but I think you'll like it. I'll see you later. I'm just excited.
Suburbia, stalked by kill-crazed maniacs in the ultimate horror film, The California Weed Whacker Massacre.
This woman's been cut to pieces. She looks like hamburger.
It is hamburger. That's my lunch. The body's over here.
Sex-starved teens looking for thrills.
Oh, Billy, no!
Oh, why not?
Scared.
Oh, don't worry. I've got
all these murders.
What could happen to us way out here at Dead Man's Point?
The California Weed Whacker Massacre. Starring Miss Zsa Gabor, Barry Sullivan, and Bob Denver. And introducing Corgi Pudel as herself.
meet the gorgeous Crabgrass Girls, hear Trini Lopez sing the hit song Loco Weed, and see the terror leap off the screen in chlorophyllovision. Trained gardeners will be in attendance at all theaters. The California Weed Whacker Massacre, rated R.
What you say, man? Quit mumbling and talk out loud.
Thank you.